Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Upstate.
WFBC HD3 Greenville. W249BL Greenville. W246CD Spartanburg. W2CXDL Andersonville.
Upstate.
And Odyssey Sports Day.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick. Every play, every game-changing moment.
Unbelievable!
This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
And it is a great day to be alive on Westwood One Sports. It's a Friday, people. We got a whole lot of schedule to look at. We got playoffs. We got Scotty being Scotty. That's just what he does. The chef cooking. See what I did there? Because it's Scheffler, the chef. I don't think anyone's ever actually called him that before. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos today here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. Always live inside your Westwood One Sports app so you can take us with you wherever you're going, whatever you're doing. Also inside the Odyssey app as well. Live across North America on Sirius XM channel 375, as mentioned. Two massive playoff games tonight in the NBA, a chance for the Cavs and the Spurs to move on to the conference finals as the Thunder and the Knicks sitting, waiting, watching, preparing. We'll talk about all that with Nick Friedell, our Odyssey NBA insider, in the third and final hour of the show today, right around 11:20 Eastern here on You Better You Bet. We got another team in the conference finals in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Vegas moves on emphatically last night. One more spot to lock up, and could it keep the flickering hope alive of maybe our friends north of the border getting their hands on Lord Stanley's fabled silver chalice for the first time in 33 years? We'll find out over the weekend as the Canadiens tried to finish off the Sabres. They took a 3-2 lead last night. I mentioned Scottie Scheffler, the PGA Championship. He has teed off and bogeyed his first hole today, teeing off on the back nine today. So Scheffler, 2-under now, one stroke behind the four co-leaders, three of whom don't tee off until later this afternoon, but we'll keep you up to date on the PGA Championship all morning as well. And of course, the schedule is hot, as we say in my neck of the woods. The entire thing, ready to break down. Yes, all 272 matchups. We might not go that deep, but we will talk plenty about the release of the NFL schedule here today on You Better You Bet. As always, you can join the conversation. You can stream the show on YouTube, and while you're there, jump into the comments. Wade into the deep end with us, friends. It's Friday. Let's not pretend like you're going to do work. You're going to sit there and put W and L next to every single of those 272 games. So do it right alongside us. YouTube.com/@TheKostos. TheKostos. Nick is off today, but I am Chris Mack in for him. And you can always get a hold of us on just the old-fashioned phone lines, too. 310-840-4910. 310-840-4910. Did the NFL schedule makers do your team dirty? Did your team's social media group deliver on a quality schedule release video? Or were you sitting there looking at it saying, what the hell is this nonsense? Plenty to dive into. Let's do it with the five biggest stories of the day right off the top. It's the high five.
Five.
It's never been a thicker pressure moment to send the Rams to the championship game. Mavis from 42 on line, and it's good. And the Los Angeles Rams go to the championship game with an overtime win in Chicago.
Mike Tirico on NBC last January, the call of Harrison Meavis' game-winning overtime field goal in the divisional round. The Rams are the best team in the NFL. That's my opinion. We could probably argue it a little bit, but in my opinion, they're the best team in the NFL. That was their last win. Divisional round, Soldier Field, in January before losing to the Seahawks in the NFC Championship game. And it's obvious that the league has realized this. The shortest Super Bowl odds in all the sports books, the highest win total when you include the juice on betting the over 11.5, and 7 primetime games, more than any other team in the league. The Rams are the darlings of the NFL this year, even though they're not the reigning Super Bowl champs. We'll get to those Super Bowl champs and that rivalry with the Rams in just a second. But this year is going to be the 10th anniversary of the Rams moving back to L.A. from St. Louis. And in those 10 years, it's hard to argue that the league has gotten maximum impact in the country's second largest media market. They have. A Super Bowl win, big name players, everything's gone well. A brand new stadium. Everything has gone well with the Rams' return to L.A., including the fact that this year they are the darlings of the NFL schedule with 7 primetime games. My only complaint? One of those is a very important one, and it's against the Seahawks. And we don't get that matchup until Christmas? You're making us wait. Okay, I could understand division rivalries and all, making us wait for Saints Bucks or even Steelers Ravens until weeks 15 and 16. But you're going to make me wait till Christmas for Rams Seahawks? Come on. You're a dirty little tease, NFL schedule makers. Next.
4.
So Montreal to the power play. They went 1-for-7 in game 4. Suzuki scores! It took 10 seconds off the draw, and the Canadiens have scored 3 in a row and taken a 5-3 lead.
That did not go as expected for the Sabres at home last night in game 5 against the Montreal Canadiens, who suddenly are one win closer to the Eastern Conference Finals. Brendan Burke on the call last night on TNT. And the thing to take away from this is, yes, I know both teams have some young guys at the core of what they're doing. Some experienced veterans scattered across their roster as well. The thing to take away from this is that the Sabres have become, in a series between two teams that maybe you could argue have to lose before they can win, the Sabres have become the team that looks more like the team that needs to learn the very difficult lessons of losing before going on and winning in the future. It's been great to watch the city of Buffalo light up for playoff hockey for the first time in what feels like forever. It's been great to see these young Sabres, including Tage Thompson at the top of the list, come in, win a series, move on to the second round, play some really fun hockey. But sometimes fun hockey, well, it's not boring hockey. And boring hockey is what wins in the playoffs more often than not. That was not boring hockey last night for the Sabres. It was sloppy. It was irresponsible. They hung their goaltender out to dry on multiple occasions. He got yanked and probably didn't look all that great either. Say it with me, kids. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. Can you do that? Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. Doesn't matter. He's Finnish. You say it how you want, and you're going to get away with it because there's a lot of K's and a lot of vowels in that name. He's got to show back up if the Sabres want to stay alive in Game 6 up in Montreal. Otherwise, the Canadiens will move one step closer to maybe somebody in Canada actually touching the Stanley Cup for the first time in 33 years. Next.
3.
Sliding from his left to right, wind helping. Edge.
Guess who's tied for the lead?
Uh-oh.
Somebody's closer.
Happy Gilmore nod for my fellow Gen Xers and millennials out there. Scotty Scheffler's birdie on 11 there from Andy North and Dave Fleming on ESPN at the PGA Championship at Aronimink. First round breezy, cool, getting a lot of the same conditions early today. It is supposed to clear out, warm up over the weekend. I don't care what the conditions are as much as I care about the course. I don't care about the weather conditions. Tell me about the course conditions. Because the greens at Aronimink are diabolical. This isn't a long course. This is more about managing your shots. Who manages better, especially around the greens and on the green, than Scottie Scheffler? I want to say he had one of the top two or three numbers in this weekend's field for strokes gained on the green coming into the PGA Championship. It's why Scottie's going to be there all weekend long. I know, I just mentioned he bogeyed his first hole of the day. He started on 10, but he's still just one stroke off the lead. And none of the names that I'm seeing as I look up at the leaderboard are familiar names sitting there at 3 under. Guess who's lurking right there over their shoulder, just waiting to make a move and to step on the gas and take off and take control in this thing? It's Scottie Scheffler. This is a Scottie Scheffler weekend. I bet it last weekend looking ahead to this thing, and I will stand firm until Scottie firmly takes the lead and takes over in this thing, because it's going to happen at some point this weekend. He's out there, like I said, on his second hole of the day at 2 under for the tournament, just one stroke off the lead. Next.
2.
Mitchell can't get away. 6 seconds remaining. Mitchell on the drive. Mitchell leans in. Shot blocked from behind by Thompson. He falls down, goes out of bounds.
That's the end of regulation that everybody's talked about for the last 2 days. Wednesday night, Game 5 in Detroit between the Pistons and the Cavs. Mike Breen on the call on ESPN. No foul called. And everybody wailed and moaned and bellowed, it was a foul! Okay, maybe by the letter of the law it was a foul. But one of the things I have enjoyed, the NBA stood by the no call yesterday, by the way. The league office saying, yeah, it wasn't a foul. The one thing I've loved about these playoffs, in particular the second round especially, is that the officials have allowed these guys to play. I know. I hear the people in Minnesota yelling right now, oh, they're letting people elbow other people in the face. Why wasn't Wemby suspended? I don't really think people in Minnesota talk like that, but it just came out that way. It has been physical. It has been nasty at times. It has been rough. It has been tumble. It has been everything NBA playoff basketball is supposed to be. A reminder for those of you under the age of 30. I'm sorry. Old man's going to shake his fist at the cloud here for just a second. For those of you under 30, go to YouTube. I know you kids love to spend your time on YouTube. God, I sound really old right now. Go to YouTube. Look up Pistons Bulls. Any series, late 80s, early 90s, go back and watch it. That's playoff basketball. Bruised, bloody, beaten. You come out of that series knowing that you were in a battle. And that's what playoff basketball is supposed to be. Now, look, I want guys swallowing whistles. I don't want blatant misses. No. That's not what we're saying. Let the guys play. Let the boy watch. And let them decide the game on the floor. Nobody wanted to see that Cavs-Pistons game decided at the free throw line. And it's on the Pistons, by the way, for letting the Cavs go on a 24-0 run in the middle of that game, for letting them take control of that game by the throat in overtime the way they did. It's on the Pistons now to fight back. And yeah, that means as much physically as mentally and emotionally. Fight back. Somebody post up, whip an elbow around and catch somebody in the ribs while you're trying to box out, maybe. Get nasty in the paint. That's playoff basketball. So I'm glad the NBA stood by it yesterday and said, no call. Didn't have to be a call. Maybe on a regular season Tuesday night in December between, I don't know, the Hornets and the Pelicans. That's a foul, and a game ends at the free throw line. And guess what? No one cares because it's a Tuesday night in December. But in the playoffs, this is where the games are decided. And I'm glad they stood by it yesterday. Of course, a massive opportunity for the Cavs to close it out tonight at home against Detroit. We will get into that a little bit later with Nick Friedell, our Odyssey NBA insider, at 11:20 a.m. Eastern. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos today on You Better You Bet. Counting down the top five stories of the day to start the show. The high five here on Westwood One Sports. Finally, number one.
One.
The stage is set for the NFL kickoff.
Yes, it is. Mike Tirico. That was him opening last year's season in Philly between the Cowboys and the Eagles on NBC. And that's the gloriousness of the schedule release. It pushes us a little bit closer to the concrete fact that football will be back in a little less than 4 short months. After maybe you've gone on your beach vacation with your family, gone away to the cottage at the lake, or whatever you do during the summer. Lay by the pool all day. Chase after your kids. Hide from your boss because God knows he's taken all 6 weeks of vacation he gets for some reason all in the summer. That sounded a little personal, didn't it? Whatever you do over the summer, you know that when you get to the end of summer, not that we're wishing it away, especially in northern states where it's nice to see the sunshine and feel the warmth of it on our faces again. But when we get to the end of summer, we will know what we're facing. We know what we have in front of us week one, which, by the way, is a really good slate. We'll dive into it in a little more detail in about 10 minutes. But the week one slate is solid. Only one spread of more than a touchdown right now, just looking at week one, which tells you a lot of really good matchups, some big divisional games in week one. I don't see many clunkers on that week one schedule. And for that matter, you know how you'll be spending your Thursday nights, your Sunday nights, your Monday nights, beyond summer, fall, into winter. You know how you'll be spending those nights. And the primetime windows, for the most part, really strong as well. I would argue this may be one of the best Monday night schedules they've had in years. Thursday night, Sunday night, not too shabby. And we know they've got the flex option, obviously, to make Sunday nights better late in the season. But the primetime windows are solid, really solid. To the extent that I wonder if we're starting to vulture just a little bit. If we're starting to cannibalize just a little bit, those early Sunday windows, 1 p.m. in the east, 10 a.m. in the west, you turn it on. Maybe you're a red zone guy like me, Scott Hansen, and you want him to go full Octobox right out the gate. We all do. Give me the Octobox, Hansen. Give it to me. Inject the football into my veins. Yeah, there it is. Let's go. But some of these 1 o'clock windows. Once you push beyond September into October, some of these 1 o'clock windows, they leave a little something to be desired. Multiple clunkers on the schedule because what the NFL has now done for all of their network and streaming partners is they have stacked, they have juiced all of these standalone windows and primetime games. Which, hey, you want people to tune in. The networks and the streamers want their money's worth. I totally get it. You want to give them good matchups. But I will say, as a football degenerate myself, you could probably throw Browns-Dolphins on a random Thursday night, and I'd probably still pay attention to it. And you'd probably still get your numbers. They've said, screw it. We're not just giving you any football on Thursday night and Sunday night and Monday night. We're giving you the best because these people are paying us in the billions with a B for these games. So we got to make sure they get good ones. And they did that. But at what cost? And I think that's worth talking about because there is some cannibalization and some vulturing of the 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific schedules happening. We'll get into that in greater detail later on the show here on Westwood One Sports. It is You Better You Bet, Chris Mack, in for Nick Costos today. A little bit later, we'll go around the room here on You Better You Bet. We'll have a You Better You Bet draft at the top of the hour. We will draft our favorite matchups of all 272 that were officially set last night. We will draft our favorite matchups for the 2026 NFL schedule, the games we will be most locked in on and most excited for. But coming up next, you know, I really don't know if it matters if the weather is still nice in September in your part of the country or your favorite baseball team is locked in a pennant race at the time. You're going to want to be parked on the couch for week one of the NFL season, and we'll tell you why next here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
The PGA Championship is underway right now. Listen to live coverage every day on the Westwood One Sports app. Who steps up when the pressure is highest? We're about to find out. Westwood One Sports.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Not loving your AT&T or T-Mobile bill? Yeah, we've been hearing that a lot. Good news. Bring your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to Verizon and we'll give you a better deal. So get away from that unfortunate phone bill and get to Verizon. Run, ride, canoe, whatever it takes, we'll be here. Bring your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store today and we'll give you a better deal on the best network. A better deal. No surprises. That's Verizon. Best network based on root metrics, best overall mobile network performance, U.S. second half 2025, all rights reserved. Must provide a recent consumer mobile bill in the name of the person redeeming the deal. Additional terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
At Tidal Wave Auto Spa, we believe a great car wash should leave your car seriously shiny. That's why we put it to the test in the Tidal Wave Shine Showdown, where 84% of people chose Tidal Wave as the shinier wash. Stop by Tidal Wave Auto Spa for a top-of-the-line car wash that leaves your car shining outside and fresh inside. Every car wash includes free vacuums, microfiber towels, and interior cleaning sprays. Find a location near you at TidalWaveAutoSpa.com.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or sausage biscuit, to hash browns, and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
When it comes to the best sports talk anywhere,
let's get this show going, man.
Listen to the Fan Upstate on Odyssey no matter where you are. In the car, at home, at work. Download the free Odyssey app on your phone. Search the Fan Upstate and you're in the game.
Hey, now we roll.
The Fan Upstate. And now, the Daily Sports Spin. Powered by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
We played some really fascinating audio yesterday on Wire to Wire from Rory McIlroy talking about Scottie Scheffler. We know Rory, Scottie, both really good golfers. PGA Championship happening right now up in Pennsylvania. But Rory McIlroy, maybe later in life in this audio that we played, realizing that Scottie Scheffler's way that Scottie goes about things, where he's a family man. Golf is important, but it's not the end-all be-all. Maybe Rory, at a later stage in life, is realizing that the path Scottie Scheffler chose isn't all that bad. Scottie Scheffler gets criticized because he's not emotional. He doesn't really come across as flamboyant on the course. But at the end of the day, Scottie knows there's more to life than golf.
Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson.
This afternoon, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Upstate. 97.7 FM Greenville. 97.1 FM Spartanburg. And on the Odyssey app.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.